WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah!
Oh, no, that's not.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this song should have been on that list, too.
We were coming up with a lot of them out there in Smoker's Corner there. Minnie Riperton, Loving You.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but this one, when you're at a football game or something, yep. It's like the theme song for the moron, isn't it, truly?
It's a combination of songs that are bad to start with, but then get overplayed over the years.
Poor Todd Rundgren.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
I feel bad for him. He's a great musician. That's what he's known for.
Right? Yeah, known for a few other things, too, I think.
Todd Rundgren?
Didn't we do an appearance at a place where he'd been there and had like a honey or something in the back room? I have a vague memory of that, and apparently he was known for something sexual. Hmm. I think it might have been his prowess.
Was it Todd Rundgren, really?
His groupies, or perhaps even his size.
Well.
I'm not sure.
Either way, I don't remember, but I'll go with that story, Mike.
Who knows? It's just my opinion.
It could be something. Something, anything.
It could be.
That was the name of his album, Something, Anything.
It was Something Sexual.
Wow.
Which would have been another wonderful album.
But he opened his pants and said, hello, it's me.
There it is. Hi, I'm Todd Rundgren, and this is my special friend.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Please notice the calm that I'm broadcasting with now.
I do notice that.
You're doing a fine job.
You are a pro.
You have maintained your calm, and you have come into this segment of the show very, very calm. Take a nice deep breath.
Breathe. Wax in, wax off.
Maybe three as opposed to
wax
one or
off.
Two this evening.
That's about the only circumstance you could say that. Wax in, wax on, wax off.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fine.
So I call my gal.
Yeah.
And I say, you know, as I mentioned before, I went to the doctor today. Everything's A-okay. Good news, blah, blah, blah. And she said the one thing that just made my boil.
Well, anybody, most men in the audience can relate to this.
You know, her brother is in town painting her place.
Right.
And that's great. Janet's been working with him doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess part of the process includes bringing stuff from Janet's house to my house.
Oh, very good.
That she's kind of had in storage. So he's nice enough to help her bring this stuff over.
Right.
Well, she says to me, we're bringing stuff over. This was just during the last commercial set. He said, and my brother was nice enough to bring over the TV.
Okay.
I said, okay, good. Janet has a nice TV that we're going to hook up. Uh-huh. She said, and he hooked it up, but all we're getting is a blue screen.
You, I suppose you did not say, don't touch the TV equipment.
Well, I did.
And they didn't do that.
Yeah, I did. I don't fault him. And for all I know, I'm going to go home tonight, and it'll be one simple input or output button.
Where you can press a button, get it all right.
But see, the deal where it gets hairy is when DirecTV came by to put the new satellite dish on and the new box that I need to get there, the new channels.
Right.
They took my old high-def TiVo and put it in the family room, and the guy jury-rigged it and put it with a TV that's not high-def.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So to put a high-def TV with that, you have to go in the back of the TiVo, and you have to fix it so it accepts the input from high-def TV.
And they're getting a wonderful picture on it now?
Blue screen.
You know, Don, in the caveman era, the instructions for the woman that lived with the cave dweller was to stay away from the cache of food supplies that they had stored for the winter, and or perhaps the firewood that would keep them warm at night.
Firewood.
In modern times now, the modern hunter-gatherer actually leaves instructions, please do not do anything that might affect the magic box that exists in the home.
And what I'm sure she doesn't understand is that, yes, it's the TV in the family room
that,
generally speaking, I don't watch. It's right by the kitchen, and it can probably be fixed in the next couple of days.
Sure.
But once you start getting an outsider screwing with your TV,
yes,
my fear is now I'll get home tonight and I'll go into my room and there'll be something wrong with the real TV that matters.
I think it's probably difficult for a lot of people to understand the passion with which men in their domiciles feel for their televisions.
You just don't touch.
Don't touch the TV.
Another man's TV.
The TV. Right. There are a lot of things you could mess with in the house. Lots of things.
Sure.
Bathroom appliances like, the toothbrush, the electric toothbrush.
I guarantee she could have called me.
Could leave the electric razor unplugged. I mean, a lot of different things.
She could have called me and said, we were moving in a piece of furniture, and we accidentally tore off the ceramic on the toilet, and there's toilet water pouring through the house. I wouldn't be as upset as I was when she said, we replaced the TV, and all we're getting is a blue screen.
Because the TV has been compromised. That's what it is. The television has been compromised. It might not be your main television, but it's been compromised.
And it's the only area of the house that I have supreme authority, and at least I think I know what's going on with the TVs.
Right.
Now there's been another man touching my TV.
And you don't know where things have been put or what input has been put, what output. Right. I understand, and men across America are with you on this.
And I'm imagining, because to get to this TV, you have to move a mountainous wall unit that has, Robbie, you've seen it, they've got lights and pictures in it. It's just an incredible pain in the ass it had to be. I can't imagine going home tonight.
Don, I relate to this.
I can't imagine. Do you hear what I just said? Mm-hmm. I can't imagine going home tonight.
It's going to be fine.
No, it's not.
But while we're on the subject, Brittany, if you're listening, this is my kid's babysitter. We're getting into the school year now when you're going to be babysitting on Friday evenings when I come home, and don't touch the television.
Good.
Thank you. The television, and I hold my hand like Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own, the TV.
You don't F with the man's TV.
It's the television.
You know, I appreciate, you know what you could do would have been a great help? Bring the TV over and just leave it in the middle of the room.
Yes.
Trust me, I would have gotten to it.
Or you would have brought a trained professional in.
Well, I said to Janet months ago, and I remember saying, Ahmed, or whatever this nice guy's name was, when we do bring your TV over and we go from regular to high def, he's going to come over and he's going to hook it up for us.
Right.
And now it's blue screen.
And you're wondering, I know, in the back of your mind, I know it's probably not true, probably hasn't happened, but that blue screen can represent many, many things.
Well, what I'm saying is that that's my supreme worry.
I'm
going to go home. I'm going to turn on my high def in my room, and it's going to be like searching for signal.
Oh, God.
There's just no way that could happen.
Error message.
Well, if that happens, I realize there'll be a police helicopter over your house. You'll be out in the backyard, in your underwear with some tool, some appliance in your hand. Hey!
Anyway, those are the things that are important to me.
That's right.
A selfish man.
That's the title of the book now. Hasn't it been reworked? A selfish man. And just picture you with a perfectly normal smile just going,
hi. The selfish man.
No, not the. No, no.
A. The.
A. No.
A?
I think A.
A.
A selfish man. You have to have a little humility.
Right.
A little humility in the title.
I think I'm the most selfish person in the world.
I know.
Even in that regard, I'm selfish.
But you don't have to show that to your readers on the cover of your book.
A selfish man.
Hotline.
Someone's
calling. Would you handle this, Robbie?
Hey. How are you?
It's working.
It's working.
Oh, dear.
Just either it's working or it's not.
It's not that easy.
Rob's doing a lot of listening right now.
What are you looking at me like that for, Robbie? What is she saying?
Rob can relate to the television, too. It's important.
This looks very much like Rob is having a conversation with Carrie.
You got four men involved here, Rob, Don, Buzz, Mike.
Word.
The television is very important to all of us.
Very important.
It truly is.
Going on and on?
I'll pass it along.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Uh-oh.
Bye then.
Oh, bye then.
She said it first.
So what's up?
She's feisty.
What'd she say?
Is she concerned?
She said that I may want to pass along, so I might, and I shall, that the whole thing was done because of your torn rotator cuff, and you shouldn't be lifting the television in the first place.
Well, that's got nothing to do with nothing anyway.
I know, I listened.
That's got nothing to do with. That's got nothing to do with spit.
True.
Seriously.
And then she said Merv was gay.
Merv Griffin, gay. I predict that when you get home tonight, no, I'm not predicting anything.
It didn't sound to me like I got the message that things were working, though.
No, that was never brought up, and she didn't sound happy.
Well, I bet she wasn't. Well, TFB. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dynamite.
Oh, Robbie, we got to do that. It's time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
The time it is, for God's sake.
Now, you're local on the 8th.
Cloudy in my neighborhood tonight. Definitely a chance of storms tonight.
Maybe the TV will be on the Weather Channel when you get home.
Chance of blue sky. Blue screen.
Sky.
Okay. Anyway, hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, well, why don't you gab for a while?
Okay, I will. And I want to begin, before we start the news, by wishing a happy birthday to Carl Yastrzemski, who is 68 years old today.
Oh.
He's a fag.
Hey. Oh, no.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
Not a chance. He's my hero.
I know. Sure is.
I love you, Yaz.
That's why I mentioned
him. He used to be a Catholic priest.
And NAACP leader says Mike Vick should be allowed to return to the NFL after he does his time. R.L. White, the head of the Atlanta chapter, says society should aid in Vick's rehabilitation and welcome the new Vick back into the community. He says Vick should be allowed to prove he's a human being who's learned from his mistake. White says he does not support dogfighting. The Atlanta chapter says Vick's plea bargain is not necessarily an admission of guilt, but maybe a cutting of losses, and that some of his co-defendants may have said things about Vick just to save their own necks.
You know, we were discussing just the other day, and this fits into the category of, look, we're all thinking it. I think a lot of people, if he paid his debt to society and he expressed a proper amount of remorse and he did a few things.
We'd welcome him back.
We'd welcome him back, but we don't need somebody saying that right
now. Too early, maybe.
Yeah, way too early.
And Michael Vick himself has still not come out and either said I did it or I didn't, and I'm sorry or I'm not sorry.
And I tell you, I hate apologists for anybody. I really do.
Vick's grandfather spoke out in Mike's defense today, saying that growing up in the projects may have led to his abuse of animals.
Well, no. Now, Mike Vick's grandfather... Right. I can listen to
right.
it.
That's family.
That's his blood.
Right.
Listen, but at some point, Mike Vick cannot use that street cred because, if I'm not mistaken, about 7 years ago, he got a $100 million contract.
Right.
And like it or not, when you make that kind of money, you know what that means? That means that you say to your boys in the hood who are dragging you down, you say, fellas, I've got to elevate my lifestyle.
Yeah, I can't do this. It's illegal, and I have to raise myself to a higher standard.
And really, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. You can't say that he's a victim of where he came from, because where he is now is not where he came from.
That's an apologist, but I'd certainly rather hear an apologist be somebody like his grandfather than somebody that doesn't even know the guy.
And in another development...
Say what you will about Michael Vick. He never knew me. He never moved to TV.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, dear. Partly cloudy at Don's house tonight. Actually, very cloudy.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, meanwhile, has rejected a request from Mike Vick for a meeting.
Good.
A business consulting firm says American employers are going to lose as much as $435 million in productivity every week during the fantasy football season.
Yep.
When's our draft?
Next week, I think.
10 days away.
Do it on Thursday, you think?
No, I don't know. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Sometime next week, though, we got to do it for it. Before the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
The firm of Challenger Gray and Christmas says more than 13 million Americans now have fantasy teams. Take it away, and you've got a morale problem. The company says employers cannot fight it, so they may as well make it a perk for deserving employees.
You know, when you get into fantasy football as well, there's a discussion that can be wagered that the NFL is so anti-gambling, and they're going to say this part of the Michael Vick thing is the gambling charges. Fantasy football is gambling.
Sure it is.
And
gambling.
Gambling.
I mean, who doesn't play fantasy football for money?
Right.
Everybody
exactly.
does. And that's endorsed by the NFL, correct?
Yeah, but gambling, look, I feel very strongly about this. Gambling is wrong.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
That had to be said.
Thank you. don't believe in it.
This man is lying.
Don't believe in it.
Good for you.
Lying.
Right.
Another new study out this afternoon says people in their 80s and 90s have sex about as often as younger people, and that among octogenarians and older, 50% of the men still touch themselves as
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
As do 25% of the women.
Well, what do you think? Tell us. Do you think it's true?
I do.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're walking.
Trust me. At least 3 times a month.
Very good.
For you touching yourself.
Oh, no, that's just constant. I'm doing it now. More than half of
What about for Marcia?
What, the ladder touching?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if she
does, you know the rules.
Not,
she's not supposed
there.
To tell him. He's not supposed to tell her.
I'm just asking for a ballpark.
A ballpark.
I get it.
More than half of all seniors say they have sex as often as 3 times a month. Although,
please, they want to have solid bowel movements 3 times a month.
But 15% of the senior men admit they use an ED drug to help them get the
May
job
I shed
done.
A little light? Because I do believe that I probably socialize with more senior citizens than any of you guys when I go down to FLA.
That's right.
I really do. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, it is disturbing when you go to a cocktail party in a retirement area where there are a lot of retirement people there to hear certain lines of conversation. There was
You're
a,
insane.
There was a couple. They lived down there full time. Bob, I forgot what her name is, but the guy's name is Bob, and she was talking. And this lady, I don't think 80s, but definitely well into the 70s.
You know, if we had any moral character, we wouldn't be standing here covered with mud drinking.
And she was telling a story about taking care of him in the shower.
Wow.
You betcha, yeah.
The only thing that was different is in their shower, there's a seat.
Which made this particular activity a little better.
Yeah, sure.
God.
Well, there she is. Ask her yourself.
Thank you, baby.
A story that must be told about Caddyshack's Bill Murray when we continue.
Oh.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Mrs. Craig.
Get back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.